Let's move on to a question about the economy. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau in Little Chute, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are for mid-sized businesses with 2 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Little Chute are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
Well, I think for one thing, creating ordinances that pertain that small businesses have to follow can create a financial burden on them. And most small businesses in this economy, a lot of them are just struggling to make ends meet. So if you're going to create ordinances that they have to start going by and create more financial burden on them, that's not helping out the small business. You can also look at the ordinance when a small business comes and says, well, we're having the problem with this here. You should be able to make exceptions. You know, you might have to change that ordinance for that particular business. You know, lot line changes in an example, you know. And to help out the small business, you know, I'm all for it. I'm not saying give them the bank, you know,
right,
because that's not fair to everybody else.
Sure.
But there are ways that they can be helped out.
It's interesting what you're saying about exceptions. One of the things that I was told about Village Board of Trustees is that in a village, you need both ordinances, which are laws, and you also need policies on how to implement those ordinances. And ordinances are often written without exceptions, and the exceptions are become a part of the policies. And there's been a lot of discussion over the past couple of years about how do you write in exceptions into policies that are reasonable, and the board has said in the past, well, we really don't want any exceptions. The policies are written without exceptions. But if you have policies where there are no exceptions, then every time you run into a new unique situation, there's a temptation to change the policy. And if you change the policy every time you look at the policy, it's not really a policy. It's just an ad hoc decision every time. And that sounded kind of like what you were getting at with small business, that that you want to have the flexibility for each small business, but you also want to have a kind of a uniform approach for developing small businesses. Is that a fair assessment then of where you want to go with policies that are flexible but still apply to all businesses in Little Chute?
Yes, that would be correct. I'll give you an example of how on the village. Now, some people have said to me, when they redid our street, they told us it's a policy. It has to be done in concrete.
Okay.
Now, a couple of years back, they redid a whole bunch of streets. They were redone in blacktop.
Right.
The following year, the streets were done in concrete. And some people that live on them streets, they said, we asked, how come all them other streets last year were done in blacktop? We wanted blacktop. And we were told it's the village policy to do them in concrete.
Right.
Well, it's village policy, and then why were all them other streets done in blacktop? If you're going to have a policy, you can't tell the citizens, we're not going to deviate from our policy. But then when it comes to the village's side of it, they can deviate from the policy.